חינוך. חינוך מצווה תופריש גימל brings down מצווה ליסקויר מה שעושה המולק לישראל בצייסו ממצרים. מצווה ליסקויר מה שעושה המולק לישראל בצייסו ממצרים. מצווה תופריש דלת מצווה להכריס זרוי של המולק. So תופריש גימל is ליסקויר מה שעושה המולק לישראל בצייסו ממצרים. טוב רשדלד is להכריז זרוי של המולק. החינוך is finishes and he says, ומצווה זו נויהגס בסחורים ולוי בנקייבס. בין הסחירה בין להכריז זרוי של המולק. So מצווה טוב רש גימל להכריז לזכור מה שעושה המולק לישראל בצייסו ממצרים, תוף רשדלת להכריז זרוי של המולק, ומצווה זו נויגס בסחורים ולוי בנקייבס, בין הסחירה, בין להכריז זרוי של המולק. ובחינוך סס, והטעם שפטוריס מן הסחירה, כי לא אלוהם לאסויס המלחומו. דנושים הפטוריס פן דסחירה, כי לא אלוהם לאסויס המלחומו. So this is the reason the Potter from Milchome. Why the Potter from Schire? Because the Rambam learned, the Chinuch learns, שהסחירה היא כלא שן הרמב״ם, להעיר סינוסו היא כדי שנארגנו. כאשר אומר שמואל להגג, כאשר שיקלו מנושים חרבכו, כן תשקלנו מנושים ממכו. ומילא מי שפוטו מן המלחומה, פוטו מן הסחירה. בסקרוב says, this is the pshat in the Aftore, we'll read it in Shabbos. לך והורגתו, שמואל tells שאול, לך והורגתו, סחטוי מסמולק. סחטוי מסמולק. סמון פשט, בסקרוב says, להפוק איפה מהמולקי that was מגייר. המולקי שמגייר, בני בונם של אומן לא מדותרי בבני ברק, so במילא המולקי שמגייר, you don't have to kill. אבל הסקן פשט is, החטוי מסמולק, לא עיר סינוסרי כדי שנארגנו. And the chinuch is choylek, the minchas chinuch is choylek on the chinuch betarti. The minchas chinuch asks two kashas. One kasha frek the minchas chinuch, mi omar loi? Sheaschire hi kedei shenargenu? Vechi besayid Hashem li yireyov nemar loi? It's a mitzvah schire and it's a mitzvah milchome. What the chinuch says? Why the noshim apturim mischire? Ke aschire hi kedei shenargenu, mi sheeine bemilchome, eine beschire. How he knows? Who told him that the schirah is kadesh in argenu? One kasha. Second kasha, frek the minchas chinuch. Milchemes mitzvah, afilu kalo mechupas oyoitzes. As they gmor and soita memdar the mudbeis, afilu kalo mechupas oyoitzes. Im ke milchemes amolek, that is a milchemes mitzvah, even noshim achayev. Milchinuch himself in mitzvah tov kuf chav zayin paskens, she milchemes mitzvah, afilu yi kalo mechupas oyoitzes. So let him again to be chayiv b'schira. There are two questions. So we'll start with the first kasha. The first kasha, the chinuch shita is, we said that noshim apturus is m'schira samolek. Why? Because the schira is k'deishin oigel sinosoi, k'deishin argenu, k'loshin arambam. B'meile, mikivan she noshim pturis min ha-milchomo. So b'meile, the pturis min ha-schira. Zog de min chaschinuch anafkemine. La'osid lovoi, when all of the amalekim will be gone. Mes Hashem will be killing all of the Amalekim. So when all of the Amalekim will be the God, will be a weiter Parsha Zohar, you need to read Parsha Zohar or not. If the Schir is Kadesh in Argenu, so be normal mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah Zohar, it's Asher Osu Lecho Amalek, Madarech B'tzeis Chom Mitzvah, Asher Korach Madarech, a mitzvah Farzich, on his own. So b'meile, the mitzvah will stay Leosid Lavoi. So I heard from Rav Shimon Meisher Diskin, Bala Masas HaMelech, he said, Pshat, is a Kroivetz Lepurim. Some people I heard sing it. He said in the Kroivetz Lepurim. Mochoy timche, ezecher abolek, mitachas ha-shomayim lo yisishkach. Yemach shomoy ve-zichroi, ve-nimach zichroi mila-azkiroi. It's not menagnin that also sing it. So let me get into the words. Machoy timche, ezeicher amolek, mitachas ha-shomayim. Lo yisishkach. Yemach shemoy vezichoy, venimach zichoy melazkiroy. So I can say. Machoy timche, ezeicher amolek, mitachas ha-shomayim. Lo yisishkach. Mitzvah not only to do it, you have to remember. Yemach shemoy vezichoy. But when will be yemach shemoy vezichoy? Demolz. Then, venimach zichoy melazkiroy. Then you don't have to mention it anymore. Because if it's no Mamalekim, and the whole Schir is Kadesh in Argenu, the Mele has no Indian anymore to say it. So, Mochoy Timche Ezeh HaMolek Dashmaim, lo yisishkach, aber yemach shemoy vezichoy, demolz, then, venimach zichoy melazkir. I saw Rabbeinu Bechaye, Besoy Parshas Kiseitze, says, as a tipcho, the trop, as a tipcho, and the lo yisishkach, Zoker ben Bechaye, lo yisishkach, tipcho. Sometimes you will forget. Lo sid lovoy, when it's no ma'amalekim, memele fakert. Then as the Indian, taket to forget. Yeah, this is the zeal, there's mash manish to say. The fifth day, we could answer another zach. As a gemorin bo bebasre, Baruch Hashem, we're learning now, we started lo yachpoyo. We said that ishmaye, Baruch Hashem. So, in the gemorin bo bebasre, lo yachpoyo, the gemorin says, that David HaMelech sent Yoav to kill the Amalekim. So Yoav killed all of the Schorim. So David told him, why you killed the Schorim? He says, Shait, Timcha is Zohar HaMelech. Told him, Zohar? Who is the Zecher? He said, my Rebbe told me Zohar. So David called the Rebbe. So before Shem said, Yad Ramal Limshad, and he asked the Rebbe what you said. The Rebbe said, I said Zecher. So he killed the Rebbe. Again, David sent Yoav to kill all the Amalekim. Yoav went and killed all the Schorim. So the Rebbe, David asked him, why he killed the Schorim? He said, Timche Zohar Amalek. He said, Zohar Amalek, read Zecher. He said, this is what my Rebbe told me. He said, Yoav told him. David called the Rebbe, what you said? So we read the Gemara Pekis, then you see the Rebbe said Zohar. But when Yad Ramah learns, no, the Rebbe said Zecher. So why he killed him? So the Velt says, if the Rebbe said Zohar, don't kill the Rebbe. So a Rebbe doesn't know how to learn, you kill it. You don't have to kill a Rebbe that doesn't know how to learn. But if the Rebbe said, Zeicher, he says a good shir, but he's not makbi that every bocher will understand the shir, such a Rebbe we have to kill. We don't need a Rebbe that says shir and doesn't mind when one guy in the end doesn't chap. Such Rebbes we kill. We don't want such Rebbes. We don't mind Rebbes that don't know the best, but if they care on every bocher, these are the Rebbes that we want. The other Rebbes we kill. You hear Yossel? I'll be called Mekayim. First killed Amalekim. I'll be called Mekayim. So Reb Nochem asked the Kasha and Shir. They didn't print it in the Sefer for Reb Nochem. But my brother, Meshgiach from Chevron, he was sitting there in Shir by Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem gefragt this Kasha. So he doesn't understand. Yoav said, Mein Rebbe gizog Zocho. Yoav, you didn't go every Shabbos to hear Parsha Zohar? We say, Zeicher, Zeicher. We have two ways we say it. Yoav, didn't chab both? What's the given? So, what is the pshat? Yoav says, Yoav is a chsar tzor Yisrael, Saganze, Elder Yid, an older man. Why you killed all of the Amalekim? The Rebbe is a Zohar. You never went to shul? So it was a chsidah shel bocher and shir, it's not b'derech agav. So he told Reb Nochem, Efshar Yoav got the egg in a shtibu. So Mele, you know, he read himself, so he never hit Pasha Zohar. Reb Nochem was not mekabel the Teretz. But mikol mekoyim, so Reb Nochem wanted to say, Elom de Shateretz. Reb Nochem said as they. Reb Nochem said, Shteit in Rambam, that kshebo'u l'Eretz Yisroel, uminu aleh melech, ein mechuyov, Ram says they, Seder HaMitzvah, kshebo'im l'Eretz Yisroel, yemanu aleh melech, Yivnu beisabchire vekopshu. Then is a mitzvah mechias amolek. The first Rama miliches melochu. So first is a mitzvah. The man is melech. Livnu is beisabchire. Lichvo is esoramim. And then you mitzvah mechias amolek. Vehayob aniach lecho Hashem lekecho bekol levecho misaviv. Everyone's in Sforim. The Indian white taki vehayob aniach. Saps the safer going around that. Hashem wants to show that the Milchama of Amalek, we're not killing them because we're scared that it will start up with us. Not that the Naya Iran, the Amalekim, as then we fight with them. No, no. אל תסברוי קצח. המולק מכיר בגלל זה, היה במצוות לכל המולק. Not because we're scared. I thought המולק starts up again. Germany, המולק, we start up again. Nein. והיום בהניח, the מלחמה של המולק is no שייכס to the threat of המולק. זה בסדר. אני קודם כל, זה שתהיית עם רמב״ם. במילא, זו גם נוחם, הטרופ ויתר, חידוש ויתר, ובשתגלתי רפת המלחסים נוח. While the Rambam learns that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek was only after Melech Beis HaBchire, so Bezman Shaul, Bezman David, was not, Beis HaMidosh was not built even yet. So Bemele, the Vail, not only like the Minchas Chinuch, that the mitzvah Schire, Kedei Shana Argenu, and Lo Sid Lovo, Yemach Shmei Vezichoi, Vinimach Zichoi Mela Azkiroi, Kol Zman, was no Chiyuv of Milchome, was no chiyuv v'schira. Meaning, b'zman yoyom, they didn't read Parsha Zohar. Because that day, that's nishkin kash, yeah? But as Parsha Zohar, was no Parsha Zohar to go to. Now, for sure, it's a bigger shtick, because you could have said, la'osid lo v'yemach shmoy v'zichroi, that is no inyan take to mention Amolek. But kol zman, that eventually will be a milchome, could be as an inyan to remember that eventually you could kill. Okay, Reb Nochem is taking it a trop weiter. That it's only bezman that is an Indian to kill, then is an Indian schire. Because it's tiffer lemaise, that it's not only that I will remember eventually to kill him. It's the Indian lehargenu mitoy chasino. Shmuel went over to Agag, with the parsha, vayoymer, kasher shiklo minoshim charbecho, ken teshakel minoshim imecho. Well, it's not, it doesn't, it's the Indian, le'oirer sinosu, you have to kill him mitoy chayvo. Not that you remember the story. Meila Vali have to kill him with Echaimo. But Meila, when the mitzvahs Milchama didn't start yet, Meila was not in Schir. Meila was not in Schir.
These
were not funny. Now, I heard from one of the Chachmei Asfardim from Bnei Brak, he wanted to go a trop even noch a chiddush starker from Reb Nochem. Mazuz his name is. I was going to say, that in Rambam is mashma, Rambam brings down, very interesting, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he brings down, first he never mentioned not Hilchus Tefillah, not Kriyas HaTeira, not in Purim, in Sof Hilchus Melochim, he brings down the din of Mechias HaMolek. And the Rambam says, Zechor Zasher Osel Lecha HaMolek, Mochoy Timche, the Rambam says like this, Mitzvah Kuf Peiches, 188, שציוונו להכריז זרוי של המלך, של המולק. קוף פייטץ, שציוונו לזכור את מה שעושה המולק. ותרס וקרת, זוכר את אשר עשו לך המולק, מחוי תמחה, זה איך המולק. רמם צ'יינג' הסיידר, חינוך מוזגות, טוב קוף ג' לזכור מה שעושה המולק בצסינו במצרים, טוב קוף ד' להכריז. רמם, קוף פייטץ, שציוונו להכריז, קוף פייטץ, ציוונו לזכור, עושה ביד החזור כפרקי הלוכהי. מצווה לאבד זרע מולק, שנה המוחוי תמחה, מצווה שעשה לזכור תומד מייסה ברוי. So he wants to say, that only the זמן that is a din מלחום is a din צחיר. He wants to say, לשיט עשה רמב״ם בזמן הזה, is not a din די רייסה, ועל, פלד ברני, or different שיט עשה בשיט עשה רמב״ם. So not only when the מצווה, even when the מצווה זדן נגיע למייסה, אין ידענו תקיפו, what will be the הסבר? כל זמן, we don't have the יחתים to the kill is not din צחיר. It's a big chiddush, it's a big chiddush. Legufam shel dvorim, Rabbi Yonason David, or Shishiv from Pachad Yitzchok, he wanted to say, under the teretz of Reb Nochem's. It's really a big noise. That's what Rabbi Yonason David wanted to say. Rabbi Yonason David wanted to answer Reb Nochem's kasha, that could be, you know, hind, you go to a shul, it's a sefer Torah, everyone else gets chumashim. Amol, they didn't have chumashim. So everyone had a small sefer Torah. Yoyim for sure had a small, you know, Sefer Torah. So, every person had a small Sefer Torah and read on his own. They didn't listen to the Shliach Tzibur. So, we get the Machlekes Chaznisha Biskarov, if 10 people are reading Megillah together, it's called Betzibur or it's not Betzibur. So, Yoyim was reading from his own Sefer Torah. They didn't listen to the Shatz. They opened the Sefer Torah. The people that didn't have a Megillah from Mizukun Hayin were listening to the Baal Koyre. But all the Choshevah had small Sefer Torahs, and they would read Zohar on their own. The Meir Yoyev never listened to the Shatz. He had a Mulad Sefer Torah from his Bar Mitzvah, he had a Sefer Torah, and he would read Zohar every time. But this is not going to get the Machlekes B'Skarov HaChaznish. The Chaznish hold that it's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. The briskerov holds that it's not called tefillah betzibur. So it's very negiah l'halacha l'maisa. As Hashem will be negiah to you one day, if you get the aliyah of zohar, so what you do? Normally when you get the aliyah, you read with the shatz together. What happens when you get the aliyah of zohar? If you read with the shatz and you hear yourself with the Baal Koyle, so b'meile lefidu b'skrov you're not yaitzit b'tzibur. So there's two eitzes. Some people get the aliyah and they read very loud. I was in such a shul once. I went over to make a mechot to the rov. The trei kol elo mishtame. I left in the middle. Because it was a whole ma'aser. Yeah. Megillah is chaviv alei. Zochor shtei tishkin chaviv alei. I know. I heard that one of the choshev yeshivas is the briskei yeshivas. So he takes the aliyah himself and mainly he reads the part of the ganze eitzes. Like a klugayit. Yeah. Stake klugayit stam. Aber das ist Stake eitzes. Das ist Stake eitzes.
Shouldn't the guy learn the whole thing?
Well,
isn't it better for a person to learn from the beginning to the end, including mafke? Everything.
He's not a balkayer. He's a shamish. But the Gabi, he gets the aliyah of Parsha Zohar, and he reads. Stake eitzes. So Rabbi Yashiv says, different shmuz back and forth. Lemaise, what I heard Lemaise from Rabbi Yashiv in the end. Lemaise Rabbi Yashiv says, you come, you listen to the shots in one ear. Now you also zalocha balkayer, you have to mashmiel ozbei. One ear you hear yourself, one ear you hear the shots. Nisim Kareli says you make a tnai, you mechaven to be yotzen what is best. The filach hazanish is best to yotzen with yourself, but you're reading and not you're reading with the shots, and you're not mechaven to yotzen with the shots. It just doesn't go. So, we'll get to it. And the second shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. What is the second shaila of the Minchas Chinuch? Second shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. But anyway, because Rabbi Yisrael Teretz is, so b'meile, Yoav read from the Old Sefer Teira. He hold that you don't have to listen. You can read from your Old Sefer Teira about the Zohar. B'meile, he read Zohar. This is his chab, nefi the Chazanish. He said, at least Yoav gehalt nasev the Chazanish. Yeah? Could be taka, I know, nish gehalt nasev, but chav Yoav gehalt nasev the Chazanish. And the second kash of the Minchas Chinuch, how the Minchas Chinuch says that Noshim are not chayv b'schira samolek, because einam b'milchoma, lo elohem la'asis milchoma, v'kol she'einu b'milchoma, einam b'schira, frek the Minchas Chinuch, afilu kala mechuposo, yoitzes l'milchemes mitzvah. More and say to them dalet. So how are you telling me that Noshim are not mitzvah b'milchemes samolek? Afilu kala mechuposo. Zog the Radbaz, Noshim don't go to fight. When the Gemara says, "Kalo mechuposo yoitzes lemilchemes mitzvah," they made sandwiches. They prepared the food. V'chen aminek ba'aravi yoistadei. But the Arabs, the ladies also helped the jihad, but they don't go to fight. He brings down the whole ma'aseh. He said they come, but they don't go. They just make the food. So b'meile the same thing. B'meile vail. Rashash says the same thing in Seder Memdalet. B'meile vail they're not mitzvah and the chefts of the killing. They're not mitzvah to member. Especially the way we explained it, it's not only to remind us that we will want to do it. It's a din lahargano mitoich eva. So it's not even that the ladies will warm themselves up. So what is the point? The point is when we kill, we have to kill Amalek mitoich sina. Shenoir sinose kedei shenar, another will not. If it's pshat to get the oilam to do it, so to get the ladies to prepare the food, maybe. Also nishkentayne. But especially the inyan is lahargano mitoich sina. Let's say also the chimichaschino and the mitzvah and tov kuf. Samachvov is a halacha b'melchemes mitzvah. You have to have a yosed to cover the tzoyer. Yosed tiel chal azanecho. When you go out to the bathroom, you have to have a chetimtze to cover. So the Minchas Chinuch says that it's only the Chinuch says it's only b'schorim. For the Minchas Chinuch, melchemes mitzvah also noshim, and the whole din of yosed tiel chal is melchemes mitzvah. Pen Yoshev Hashem me'achorecho. The answer is again that the ones that are fighting, it's only the men. The ladies only prepare the sandwiches. But here the Welt asks a starke kasha. Listen carefully. What we're telling that Noshim Aptur is Mischir HaSamonik because they're part of the Milchoma. Because Lo Elohim La'asis HaMilchoma. Mi She'einu B'Milchoma, Einu B'Schir. Frek de Milchas Chinuch ano ze kasha. The Chinuch Paskin zen mitzvah Tof Chof Hei. It's another mitzvah we have to kill Shiva Amamim. לא יתחיה כל נשמה. 7. קנני, חיתי, פריזי. And the chinuch finishes, ומצווה זו נוהגס בסחורי ונקייבס. ומצווה זו נוהגס בסחורי ונקייבס. אי, לא אלוהם לאסיס המלחמה. לא אלוהם לאסיס המלחמה. If לא אלוהם לאסיס המלחמה, so how you pass in that noshim achayoves במצווה אריגה שיבה עממים. So I heard once from Bianca of Nekrit, חושם הגדישורים in Lakewood, בשם אברום ישוע, גיוורדי כתרץ. בסדר, זה התרץ. The חפצה of the mitzvah והריגה שיבה עממים, what is the mitzvah והריגה שיבה עממים? את סדין הריגה, אגב, זה מצווה תאית, כזייס מצווה, זה מצווה to kill every one of them, to step on every one and kill them. זה חפצה במצווה הריגה. Ladies also have to do that mitzvah. Why not? It's not din milchome. In Amolek, the chefze of the mitzvahs, milchomo la Hashem ba Amolek midoyer doyer. Noshim einom b'teiras ha-milchome. And even that is halachic, every yochid has to kill Amoleki, because it's milchomo la Hashem. Every person is mechuyev in the ma'aseh milchome. It's a raya niflo to this word, mamash mosek midvash, listen carefully, mosek midvash. The chinuch, a mitzvah tov kufei, when he brings down the mitzvah to kill Shiva Amamim, he says, "V'im bo leyodoi v'yochoi lehorgoi b'li sheistaken." A person came and he had a chetimtze to kill Amoleki without endangering himself. V'lo yarogoi oiver be'ese. If you had a chetimtze to kill Amoleki, a shiva amamin, b'lo sheistaken without danger, and you didn't kill him, you oiver an mitzvah for leisachai kol neshama. And mitzvah, in Mechias Amolek, the Rambam brings down, in bo leyodei Amoleki velo yarogoi, arei hu oiver. Bo leyodei Amoleki velo yarogoi, arei hu oiver. He doesn't say bli sheistaken. And Shiva Amamim says, "Bo leyodo yecho mishiva Amamim, velo yarogoi bli sheistaken, arei hu oiver al leisachai kol neshama." And Amoleki, bo leyodo Amoleki velo yarogoi, arei zechayev. What is the difference? Tells us the Biskerov says al ha-teir in Parshas Vayishlach that when you have to go to a war, it's no ptur pikuach nefesh. When it's a milchemes mitzvah, you go to the war. I pikuach nefesh. It's no ptur pikuach nefesh in milchome. אז זה יפירת במלחומה. המלחומה זה לא פתור פיקוח נפש. ומאלה את ספושב. When you have a Amaleki, you have to kill him, you can't say פיקוח נפש. It's not פיקוח נפש in מלחומה. מאלה מי שבו לא יודע Amaleki ולא ירוגוי, נסחייב. מה שאין כאן בשבע עממים, the mitzvah to kill שבע עממים is not מדין מלחומה. It's מדין לכזייס מעצה. ומאלה ולתה ככזייס מעצה, משיוב בו ליוד היוחו משיב העממי ולא ירוגוי. ולא אישי יסתכל. If you could kill him without a danger, you מחויב to kill him. But if you can't kill him without a danger, if you can't kill him without a danger, סעבדה, you not מחויב to kill him. So that's what you say the חילוק. It's mean, no שם החייב of the mitzvah of שיבה עממים, because it's not a din מלחומה. מה שאין כן, and Amoleki is a din מלחומה, ומאלה יהיו מחויב. So now that we know the mitzvah of Schira Samolek, it's a shayla if it's noig ben noshim or not, or ben noshim lekula alma it's noig. So if it's noig ben noshim, come we'll start to go to the halachas. Lekatchila everyone has to hear in the same nusach and the havoro that is used to reading. Bediyevet, Sechem Shlom Zaman Oyerbach, and the stipler in Karyana de Igalte, it's not me'akev bediyevet. But Mikol Mokoyim was a bocher that heard in the Sfardish and Nusach in Yeshivas Kol Yankev, and Shem Zaman told him to go over to hear again. To Noshim, he was never makpid that he will have to go to hear again. A lot of people are very much makpid in it. So the Fkiminas and Bochim go away for Shabbos. So they go to places that are more Yidden, modern Yidden. They say, Baruch Ata. So, Parsha Zohar, you can't go to such a place because you have to hear Zohar is Asher Osa Lecho Amolek, not Lecha. Yeah. Pesach Tzvi Frank says that the Litvishe Bocher cannot hear in a Chassidish place. And it's more chomo from Ashkenazi and a Sfardish place. It's masbe that is a chiluk. The Baruch Atah is beetzem it's a Ivrit. It's a language of Ivrit. The Burich is no country that speaks like that. As a Ran in the beginning of the Dorim says, what is the Shaila from Koinomes? The Ran explains that Koinom Mishnah is mechadish, that a neder is, you could say Koinom, Koinach, Koinos. Frank the Ran, the Dorim, the Amorim, Bechol Loshen, says every language is one thing. But a Shibush from a Loshen, you have to have a special Chiddush that you yoytze. So the Burich is not like a different Loshen, it's no country. So people don't have such a minig avade. But if you don't have such a minig, better to be makpid than it. Now, like Atchile, Rabbi Shterberg brings down to be makpid that the Sefer Teire will be a Sefer Teire from your Ksav. A Litvish Shabbos can't go to David and Shtiblach and Shabbos, even if he has a minion. Why? If the Sefer Teire there is Ksav Ari and his tefillin is not Ksav Ari, sin is good.
What?
So they don't have to damage like every week, yeah.
About
the summer. What? Like, yeah, the Shaila is the Chassidish Shabbos allowed to daven in the Yeshiva. That's the Shaila. The Lechu, they have to go away this week. They're upset. What's coming down? Because they have to read Ksav Ari. Shlomazavon Erbach didn't like this Chumra. He said, the Ksav and the Sefer Teirah medat nishmachan the balagan of them. As they say, the Alicha Shleimah. But Lemaise, Rabbi Shterbuch, and a lot of different people are makpid on it. So, a guy sometimes goes to hear another nusach. The Shneftmin and the yeshivas, like most of the yeshivas, they do Zohar and Ashkenazi Avore, and then with the Sfardi Avore. When you have Sfardi Shibokh, most of the Choshev yeshivas do it in Eretz Yisrael. But they're not makpid to bring a Sfardi to Sefer Teire. That's it. The Rabbi Shmuel says, and that, it's less. Now, you have to hear the brachas. The Chasam Sefer brings down in the Sof Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish Pehei. Shachasam Sefer noag lehachris koidem birkas ha-teira leparsha zoho, shiichavin kolecho lotzeis gam babrachas. The Taz hold that it's me'akiv b'diyevet to be yoytze zocher if you didn't hear the brachas. Lemaise, the poiskim hold that it's not me'akiv b'diyevet. I myself was in a place that some g'dele adol that are not living with us. They got parsha zocher, and I'm telling you, no one came out heard the brachas. Double bowl, it was choshev yeshivas, and no one heard the brachas. It was g'dele adol mamish. Nice to look. Weiter. Now, Lekatchile, you have to hear every word. Lekatchile, you have to hear every word. But the Eved, it's not ma'akev if you don't miss a shinui from the Inyan. The Loshon of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is, and also I sat today a letter for Reb Chaim Kanievsky like this, B'di'evet, kol sheshoma ikar ha'inyan shel Zechir HaSamolek yotze yedei choyvosri. We see ourselves in the Magen Avraham as a tzaddik could be yotzev, the kriya of Purim, but it's only B'di'evet. We have two minhogim, Zecher v'Zecher, Segol and Atzeire. Mishneh Berurah says, because it's a sofek, Zecher or Zecher, Me'anochin she'ikro et shneim. Now it's three minhagim. Timche es zecher, zecher amolek. Timche es zecher, timche es zecher amolek. And some people repeat over the whole pasuk. The reason the people that repeat over the whole pasuk because they don't want to make a hefsek in the middle. The ones that don't repeat over the whole pasuk, they hold that it's only a hidur to read zecher. Because we said, b'di'evet, you anyway yoytze, because you Chaim Kanyem says first, because but you had the Inyan, and also it's only a Hidu. And it could be you cannot add Hidu when you finish the mitzvah. Now, as an Inyan, to understand Pirush HaMilas. But Yeved, if you don't understand Pirush HaMilas, but you know, the story here is Amalek is bad, we have to kill them. Yeah? You don't know exactly where, how it fits in. Like Atchila is an Inyan to understand every word. The Moshe. Zochores asher oso lecho Amalek baderech betzizchem mimitzrayim asher korcho baderech. What is asher korcho baderech? Again, like Atchila, everyone to take a chumash and before Shabbos to learn it. But what is asher korcho baderech? We have three pshotim, Rashi says. Asher korcho miloshen mikre. Second pshat miloshen tumas mishkav zocho. The third pshat miloshen koyr vatzinun. Moshe le'abatye. So you have to mechaben asher korcho baderech mikre mishkav zocho tzinun. Ve'ato oyef ve'yogea ve'lo yore elokim. זוכרת אשר עושה לכו המולק בדרך בצסכם ומצרויים אשר כרחו בדרך ויזני בכל כל הנחשולים אחריך ויזני בכל כל הנחשולים אחריך ואתו אויף ויוגע ולא יורה אלוהיקים who is ולא יורה אלוהיקים so Rashi learns it goes back in המולק ואתו אויף ויוגע ולא יורה אלוהיקים המולק to start up with you was a person, like a lot of people that are sitting in the room, they thought that it goes on Klal Yisrael, yeah? Because they stopped to learn, they were not learning about Asmode. Yeah, Rof Yodayim Bateira. So this person, in a mistake, he thought, V'lo Yorei Elokim, so he came to ask B'Shem Zalman if B'Di'Evid is Yoytze. So B'Shem Zalman said that he was Yoytze, because the Iker story he got right, and also Dorachaim Bakodesh the Mechil to learn Velo Yore Elokim goes back and Klal Yisrael. So the Ma'aseh to the Machmirim today Mechavet both Kavones. Vato Yev Egev Velo Yore Elokim quick when the Chazan says Amalek Yisrael because he had to have both Kavones because the Vali wanted to Yoytze Lekatchil Dorachaim Bakodesh the Mechil to and he wanted to Yoytze Rashi Lekatchil so B'Shaz Kriyas Amalek Vato Yev Egev Velo Yore Elokim and it's not a stira Amalek was not Yore Elokim and we were not Yore Elokim. He was not Yorah Elokim to start up with us. For sure, Rashi is more like a tchila. People are like, it's very shvach. Chosh tichab de Rashi. People are like, quick. Could take both. Chaim no rachaim ha-kodesh. Now, in Mikro Megillah, you have to listen to every word and every letter. In Mechias HaMolek is different. I'll explain to you why. The mitzvah is, even seems as Zikaroim Basefer, and we learned that there's a mitzvah to read Mitech HaSefer, but the Iker is Neschire. Mashengen Mikro Megillah is a mitzvah to read the Megillah. It's not a Din Liskoil. You have to read every word, every letter. What would be if you miss a word? If the Mashmois, if the word or the letter changes, and you finish the Megillah, you have to go back and read the whole Megillah with a bracha. If you're missing a word or a letter that the Mashmos doesn't change, Misofek, you have to go back to read the Megillah without a bracha. So B'meile, it's a very big avoida. Mikra Megillah is a very big avoida. Very big avoida. So Mishnah Berurah says it's kedai to have a Megillah in front of you, that if you miss a word, to say it. Because if not, you're missing out. Now, if you have a Megillah Miklaf, so you could read from the Megillah Miklaf. If you have a Megillah from a Chumash, you read the word that you're missing from a Megillah Mitecha Chumash. Ah, it's not a Klaf. But the Eved, you could read a part of the Megillah Balpe. It's enough that you read Reva Megillah Mitecha Ksav. So, Lekatchila, you read Mitech Aklaf. B'di'evit, you can read Mitech HaChumash. Some Bochrim, I tell them to read Mitech HaChumash. There's a guy near me that was disturbing me in the Megillah. He was missing words, so he was fixing it himself, yeah? So I went over to him after the Megillah. One of the words that he missed was HaChashdarpanim B'nei HaRamochim, yeah? So I asked him if he could say over to me HaChashdarpanim B'nei HaRamochim, yeah? You can think yourself how he said it, yeah? So b'meile, he was never yaitze. People that don't know how to read, sometimes they use art school, yeah? These people don't have a kosher megillah and fix the words. Because what happens is, you miss a word, you mashim b'teich haklaf, then you're not yaitze l'kul alma. Tell you that a guy 10 minutes took him to say the word achashtar panim. He couldn't say it. So b'meile, such a person, he's missing a word, he's mashim b'teich haklaf, no, but what we have from it? Gol mishmit nish. Better from the Amitech Aksav. Now, when you mashlin, you have to mashmi'a le'oznoi. If you're not mashmi'a le'oznoi, you're not yoitze. It's a suffix. The Piskechuvas, I forgot to bring it down, I wanted to read a piece of the Piskechuvas inside. It's good to see it inside. Page Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Tov Kuf Nun Beis. It's a big shaila. A lot of people space out b'shas the Mikro Megillah. Especially the people that are mehadel to do two Purims. When they come to the second Purim, or the fourth time that they're reading the Megillah, the imam is not interested in the story anymore. And they space out. And you have to know, it's a big shaila if you yoitze. Now, the person can speak about someone that, you know, libo ein of meshoytetoyt batalmud. Shas the mikro megillo ein of meshoytetoyt batalmud. It's a chazik the masechta, yeah? But psikim megillo, all these, I got the pages, you know, from the feud, the Zion, the new Zion, it goes over every time, he remembers, oh. So the shaila is, like you tell him, where are you holding now? Shnas HaMelech, yeah? He doesn't remember. So it's a big tzad that he's not yoytze. It's a big shaila, how much is considered that you're listening or you're not listening. You have to know a person that spaces out. So the eitzah is for a person that spaces out really is to read word by word with the Baal Koyach. Just the Mishabur says that if you have a Megillah, Miteich HaKlaf, you could do it. Again, someone that knows how to read. If not, the Mishabur says Miteich HaKsav, it's a bit dangerous. Why? First, you could read loud and disturb the guy near you. And also, Mishabur says, if you'll be Mechavin to read, to be eitzah with yourself, and not to be yaitze with the shots. So I'm saying again, you have to know the matzav. If you know yourself that if you don't read with the finger, you don't know where you're holding, you have to know klo if you yaitze or not. Now, this is for sure that it's an inyan lekatchile to hear the whole Megillah Miteich HaKlaf. This is the reason we have four psukim like Yehudi Moisom, Mordechai Yotzom, Lifnei HaMelech, Ki Mordechai Yehudi. And these psukim everyone reads together, but for sure, to be makpid later to hear it from the shatz. And to have a kavanah to be yaitze from the shatz. So we'll go kaseidah. The moshul is asaras bnei homon, you know, the hanged up asaras bnei homon. So it's a minig that when you read asaras bnei homon, the minig is that everyone says it together. Why everyone says it together? Why? Well, why are you reading Asaras Bnei Homon together? So there's two reasons why it's a minhag to read it together. One, Shmak Pasuk, yeah? It's like Yehudi Moshe was a big zach, V'oraya, that Mordechai asked to hang up Homon, the king hanged up anyways, yeah? But these 10 kids, Mordechai and Esther felt that this would make a big difference. So, but there's another reason. It's a minhag that we read it with a Shema Achas. So some people taine that you can't be moitzi someone else in the Shema Achas. Like the Chazanish says in Birkas Keren, there's no Shema Koine, because the Din Koil Rom, and there's no Din Shema Koine al Kol Rom. So there's no Din Shema Koine on the Shema Achas. So this is the reason everyone tries to read it in the Shema Achas. It's not so poshut, because some people say that the reason we didn't, it's no Din Shema Achas. It's a minig is, loy lehafsik b'neim. There's no chalois din of reading with the Shema Achas. There's an inyan not to mafsik in the middle of the kriya of the Asaras Bnei Homon. But there's no chalois din of the Shema Achas. So the few of them you could be moitzi. So anyway, so come this as a. So for sure it's an inyan. Now it's another inyan that why people read it themselves. Because some people say, again, to make lebedik, some people say because of the Shema Achas. And some say because when the chazan reads it with the Shema Achas, sometimes when it gets ves parshandoso, ves vaizoso, you really can't hear the chaz. You don't hear the words. You're missing a letter. So b'meile lekatchile, The meaning was that everyone will read it. But you have to know, but Tzad Sheni is the Inyan to him at Teich HaKlaf. So you have to mechaven to be Yitzah after it from the Chazan. But it's interesting, the Neshima Achas, you want to be Yitzah from yourself. So what exactly the mechaven? So if Shteman says the mechaven, what is the best will work. And Brera, the problem is the last Pasuk in the Megillah. The last Pasuk in the Megillah, Kimo Chai Yehudim, Kimo Nechai Yehudi, משנה למלך אחשוורוש וגדול היהודים ורצוי לרוי וכובד הרויש שלום לכל זרוי ורויש טוב לעמוי דוי ושלום לכל זרוי ברוך השם זוכר זה אינת המבר מגיל השתיים שזה אינת המבר אבל בכל מקום So now, what happens? The Eilu read this pasuk. Zok Nafshtei Man, if you read this pasuk, you mechaven to be yoytze or not? If you mechaven to be yoytze on your own, you yoytze b'dieved, right? Can call miktas bal pe yotze. We know from the Rambam that you can't add a hidur after the mitzvah. So if you mechaven to be yoytze, so when you said it, you yoytze. So now when you hear from the shatz, you can't fix it. Bishneim in the middle of psukim before the end, so you could you yaitz with the eved, then you put a layer like a tchila, like the chazan. You say baal peh, it goes back. You put a layer of like a tchila on top. But here, if you yaitz the last pasuk, so what? You're not mechaber to be yaitz. In the end, people will disturb, and you'll be out without a megillah. So to mechaber to be yaitz again, the best what could be. You know, on the tzad, because at night, and the tzad later, I'll be yaitz with the chazan. I don't want to yaitz with myself. This has to be the Kavanah. So, you go into Shul, you mechaven that will work out in the best way that it could work out. Sudas Purim. So, the Ramo says, Yarbe b'seud b'alaylo v'yisvach. Even by night, b'leil Purim, z'ini l'arbe is b'seud. See, the Bach, you have to eat basil. We're going to have one example, a meaning that not. Now, by day, in a normal year, is a big shayla, when is the Iker time of the Suda? In the morning or after Mincha? So in every year, Be'etzem, what is Negea is, Mishnebun brings down that the oil make one Suda in the morning, and you mechaber this, and then you make another Suda after Mincha. This year, the Ramo brings down that they state in the Ramo. V'kshechal Purim b'yoyim ha'shishi, yase asuda b'shachis mipnei kovod ha'shabes. Shtibur says b'shachis, aynu koydem chatzoy sayoyim, before 11:30. ועין ביד אפרים מה שכוסף בשם המעריל. Shmuel doesn't want to tell us what says there. He hides it. Go find the יד אפרים. ועין ביד אפרים מה שכוסף בשם המעריל. It's a secret. No one knows. ברוך השם, we have the יד אפרים. We have the מעריל. He says you could start Tilshua Asiris. It's around 2:30 today. Shmuel didn't want to tell us that. Rashi says he didn't want people to organize a suda for the whole olam before 2:30. Yeah, he wanted the olam to leave before chatzais. But the Rashi he brings it out. Now, be'etzem in Hilchos Shabbos, Shabbos Chilagim on there. Shaker. In Hilchos Chilagim, the Mishnah brings down the halacha. אסור לקבוע בערב שבת סודה ומשתה שאין רגל בימי החול. מפני כובד השבת. שיכנס לשבת כשהוא טוב לאכול. One reason. Second reason, it's a bizoyin for Shabbos to have a meal before Shabbos. For the achonis for Shabbos. זוג דרמו, בסודה שזמנו ערב שבת כאין ברסמי לפית נבן, מוטה. זוג דמשתברו, מכל מקום לכתחילה מצווה להקדימה בשחריס, משום כובד השבס. כמו שמבואו בסימן טוב ראש צדקי סיבז ינסו לספורים, אין שם. Here בכלל דוזם סי, אין יד אפרים, that is an option. בדיעבד יוכל לעשה איסו אפילו מן המלחה ולמעלה. So he calls it בדיעבד. So למעשה, the עיקר הפסק is, if most poiskim, that the Suda's Purim has to be before Chatzos. There's one Rav that is Machmir. He says, Choshev Rav, I don't believe it, because I got some phone calls on his name, that he have to finish the Suda before Chatzos, and Ol Chashulchan stayed before Shnishta Zay. Lehatchil HaSuda lifnei Chatzos. Now, and Yosef Oimetz brings down, אם חל בערב שבס, אז יעיקר הסודה בימומה, אם יעשה אחר חצוי ספוגע בכבד השבס של דאורייסה, של הספור אם אינו רק בדברי קבולה, תוי בעינו שיגן לעשה יעיקר הסודה בבויקר אשכם. ספר נוי קצוי, אם חל בערב שבס, פשוט צריך ליסה בשחיס ממש, חלקוס ברוח החיים. סדר יעבץ, קיצר שוכנורוך, לוח ארץ ישראל, The Rashash in Sidur HaKavones also says down to do it in Shachris. And Rebbe Shmuel Auerbach brings down also. Now, some people had a minik to start even after Chatzos. There's a couple of Sforim that says a minik to do after Chatzos. Even if you do it after Chatzos, but for sure to start before Shoah series. He brings down Mokim Shein Mina Kavua Yeshlina Gla Asoisa Baboika. So Meikar Adin is to do it in the morning before Chatzos. I was making, someone came over to me today, asked me that he wants to do for the Olam and his for the Shir. To do a Suda before Shoah series. So I was making to him. Because I don't want these Bochim to go around, hang around. At least these Bochim will have a place. If you tell them before Chatzos, they will not go to that place. Because they will feel the whole day spoiled. So you have to know. If you want to explain to me the matzav in these Bochim here, it's Kedai Taki that they will have a Suda, that will be a Suda, like this, everyone will be together. Aber. So I'm saying, Lemaisa Yeshal Malismach. Now, what everyone is speaking about, Poyres Mapo Mekadesh, no one holds that you're allowed to start the meal after 2:30 and make Kiddush in the middle. No one holds like that. It's Nishtoa Zaloch, it's a mistake. Some people say Zaloch and Shalom Poyres Mapo Mekadesh. Halacha Peres Ma'apu Mekadesh stated in Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, if someone started a Suda Beheter and came Shkia, Peres Ma'apu Mekadesh. This is what Shulchan Aruch says. And Shulchan Aruch Shabbos says, Hitchilecho, Shabbos says, Beheter. Ve'igi Azman Shabbos, Peres Ma'apu Mekadesh. Now we're discussing, it's Mutar or not? So you're right. Piskechuvis brings down some that had such a minik, but with all the poiskim can bring down, for sure not to start after Shoah series, and I got chila to start. I'm saying in the Piskechuvis, it brings down a pesachita that is same as Peres Ma'apu Mekadesh.
If it starts before Shoah series and goes on?
No problem. Even in that shir, they're not planning to do that, because lekatchila is the Indian taket to finish before. To have a hefzik, but the ma'aseh mi'ikar din if you start before Shoah series is no problem to be peiros ma'apu mekadesh. Now you have to know when you peiros ma'apu mekadesh, the most if you have ladies in the suda, they madlik neiros. So if everyone is mekadesh already, it's okay. But if not, they're not allowed to eat till the kiddush. So long as the ladies light 40 minutes before shkia, and you don't want to be mekadesh because when you mekadesh mi'ikar din, Rosh Hashanah says oy suda spurim suda shabbos. So the only one, forget it, they plan to eat for another 40 minutes. But the Noshim, that were Mekabel Shabbos, cannot eat anymore before Kiddush. Mishloach monois ish l'ra'eyu matonois le'evyoine. The Poskim bring down, state Mishloach monois, as the Indian to send al yedei sholiach. So lekatchila you send shtei monois chashuvas al yedei sholiach. Now, we have to know, Be'etzem is three reasons for Mishloach Monos. One reason that we will have food for the Suda. The Iker Mishloach Monos is food for the Suda. Another reason is, Leharbo Yisreius, to become friendly with a person. And some say, Mitzad Simchas Hayom. Simchas Hayom. People send one to each other. So it's Lebedik. Also, it's brought down that the Anim will not feel bad that they're getting because everyone is getting and everyone is sending. So, Lamash, why is the Inyan to send Alidei Sholiach? If it's Tzorcha Seuda, why to send Alidei Sholiach? Supply to the other person food, why to send Alidei Sholiach? If it's Lehar B'Yisreius, Moses says, Har B'Shlich Soiso. It's delivered. You send flowers to someone with the delivery. It's more choshev. Moses says in Makis Yud Beis, the Goyel Adam is runs after the Ritzeach. Moses says, you send someone to speak to him. Ah, b'shlichu soysa. Now, Shud Beis Yisrael brings down that lekatchile you have to have dafka shliach. Why? He says another reason. Mitzad, pirsum menisa. Like in Chanukah, the Inyan Pirsum Menisa, if we send Shaliach, so people know that you're sending Mishloach Monos. The Salmas Chaim says, Punkvaka, Be'etzem, it's better to do yourself. Why they said you could do Al-Day Shaliach? Because Be'etzem is a klal alamol mitzvah bo yoyisam yibishluchu. So they were scared, no one wanted to send Shaliach. And everyone will try to deliver the Mishloach Monos themselves. You don't have time to learn. Not have time to do mitzvah sayon. So they were metakin like a tchila that you could do it on day shaliach and you yoytzi mamish, there's no mitzvah b'yitzu b'shlucha. Because they were metakin on day shaliach. So the buchacha, sofot is the inyan like a tchila to do it yourself. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Binyan Tzion is mistapek if taki you have to have a shliach or not. The Chasam Sefer says that it's me'akev. That it's mesupek. And Zechariah Yosef says it's ma'akev. The poskim say you could send a little kid. Now, as a big chumre, you have to give Mishloach Monos, the person has to know who sent it. But if the marshal, the guy that receives the Mishloach Monos sees a huge arrangement, but he doesn't know who gave it to him, the guy that gave it is not Yoytze Mishloach Monos. Because, so before Shem explained, if it's mitzad for the Suda, he got it. But if it's not for the Suda, it's lahar b'Yisreius, he never got it. So I'm Moshe, I'm makpid, tell my kids, they can't touch nothing for the Mishloach Monos till I see it. And Mishloach Monos, they bring, I see, I open, I look around, I see, and then, you know, some people, it even doesn't stay in the house, you know, it changes hands. You know, next year you get what you gave last year. You know, it goes back and forth the whole time. So then, for the people that you don't know, it's a garnish. Now you have to know, not only that, it's a big shaila a lot of times. Sometimes I think it's midas. It's not only shaila from, it's midas. Someone sends, put so much koiches to give you something. Look what he sent. Look what he spent. Not that it's necessary, but it's time to give it out before you see it, before you know what it is. It's nish menschlichkeit. Purim is a day from Reyes, v'achme, v'sholim, v'reyes. Now, you have to know, if people send you Mishloach Monos, you know, today, you get in the mail, you know, all different people give you all Mishloach Monos from all over the world. So you have to know, if you erlach, okay, Pashas, most of these people, they don't know, I don't know if they mean Mishloach Monos, yeah? It's unsere Chage, yeah? But if they mean Mishloach Monos, so you have to be makpid not to eat it before Purim. If it's gone before Purim, the guy was not Yoytzeh. Not only that, some shittas hold the mashal, if the Mishalech gives it to you before Purim and you're Zoyche, he's not Yoytzeh. Maybe dance. Chazal, I'm not going out to the Shai Lamash. Rav Zilberstein has a big machlekes. If someone is fleishik and he gets a milchike mishloach manis, it happens a lot of times. It will happen especially this year. Why? Every year, normally in the morning you're not milchikes. You're not fleishik. Only the people that are makbid eat basa also in the morning. But most people are not fleishik till the afternoon. So the milchike mishloach manis, when they arrive in the morning. This year, the machmirim are going to have the suda already 11:30. We'll carry on delivering the mishloach manis. You get this milchi cake. So the ma'ase, the food of time that is for the suda, it's not roi for the suda. Like you can't give benches for mishloach manis. You have to give food. You can't eat it. This is the shaila from Rav Zilberstein. And a couple more chosheh sforim. The shaila brings down Nishmas Avram, Professor Avraham. It's five sforim. Shomzal really was machshivim. He claims a guy that is in a diet, and you send him food. No. So the shaila is like this: so if the marshal, the guy, anyway, could eat. He's not the most, the guy is allergic. He can, it's not good for him. He can't eat wheat, he can't eat nuts, he can't. You eat mishloach manis or not? So I'm saying, but now we're getting milchik this year, milchik will be a real shaila.
What if he only eats from
what?
What if he only eats from certain
share? Oh, the same thing means now. If you send someone Rabbanut, Lamazon. If you send Isur HaNoi Lekul HaMi Yirad Yoitz, don't say it close the place. It's not Roi Bachir. Now the Shaila is, we'll stop. Now the Shaila is the Madregas. Okay, I'm saying, so first we're clear with Rabbanut, you Yoitz or not. And it's both ways. If he sends you Rabbanut, or the Moshul, you get Rabbanut. So you want to give it to your neighbor. So I'm not going to Shaila if you're allowed to give him or not. Yeah? But Lama Zogin, you're allowed.
He said it's ruined.
Then both should say it. But Lama Zogin, your neighbor eats it. You're yoytzeh mishloach manis or not? So you're right. You're saying, what's the nafkamina? You're right. Hide if you give 20 people. But the shaila is alamol. It happens a lot of times. Kimat every year, it happens to me. That, you know, in Sudas Purim, you have these guys that, you know, Adelo Yodas. It's Shkir, you know, he didn't give Shachmonas, didn't give Matanis of Yoinim. Yeah, Megillah, I don't know if you heard or not, but he's for sure, was not Mekayim in Mitzvah Sayyim. So Miyad, he takes something, he's there some food, and he wants to give someone else. So then he has to know. He gives it to the other guy. The other guy doesn't eat these things. So it's a shame. So some say that what Chazal meant, that it has to be Le'achile, it doesn't mean Mamish, that this guy now has to eat it, that it's Roi Mamish Le'achile. This was the gather of the takone. This was the gather. I know there's a guy that every year sends me the breakfast what I eat for Suda's Purim in the morning. He wants Mamish to do the Suda. It's okay. Mamish, after Megillah, he comes with the whole breakfast ready. This is, he does the Mishloach Manis. And I eat it. This is. But it's not so mucha that is the Indian. The Hainu, even that the Mishloach Manis was made for the Suda, sometimes they try to send the Chala, they try to send in the Taggit of Israel. Some say this was the Gedder at Takone. But you don't measure, he's fleshik, he's milchik, he's not Yoitze, he's Yoitze. I say, a guy in the Moshe orders milchik, this guy, you order 20 milchik cakes, and they send over. Or coffee things, and all the Vizachar. You have to know this year, if you send them on the fleshik, you can have been most people hold that it's okay. Now, Lemaise, because it's a machleikus, Val is a machleikus. If you send before Purim, after Purim, you yoytze b'diavad. So even if you send, especially it has to be the person that's by him Purim, an American as a soul, could be as different. So the male is an Indian to give one mishloach manis, at least in Purim, 2 manis to a person that in the day, in the same day. Now, the halacha is shtei monos leish echot. Has to be shtei monos. There's a big shaila. What is the gather of shtei monos? The marshal, if you give someone a falafel, it's a big shaila of the poisk, if it's called shtei monos, it's balls, and it's salad, and it's a pita. Are we looking at it like one? Give him soup. Now, fruits, the kula alma is called a min. Fruits are called a min. Now, as machlek is a poiskim, most shit is all that we pass in Pshad in Yerushalayim, but the ma'isa we pass in the drink is also called a min. This is the reason people give wine, it's also a min. Now, some people are machmir, the ma'isa we don't pass in like that. But there's some shit is a machmir that if everything is on one tray, it's called one min. Like the basket. It's called one min. Avada mi'ikir adin it's a chumra yaseira. But I think from that came the minik taket that they gave a bottle of wine and another zach. That is kilo two zachen. Today in the Sunday baskets they have them together. But I'm saying, it's a chumra yaseira. It's not a mechayev.
You have to give them like one shot?
Lekatchile is the inyan to give them in one shot. But the Yeb, the person say they could be mitzar if it's arrived from the Gemara that he gave him one after each other. Don't know if it's mamish means one shot, tzumtzum, it means together. One ma'isa, but not to give him one mana, and then later to give a second mana. The Ramah brings down that there's an inyan to eat, to learn Torah before you sit for the Seuda. Remez la'ehudim ha'isahira zutayra. Mele is the Indian to learn Torah before you do the Megillah, before you do the Mechia Samolik, and before you do the Suda. The Indian, the Ramos says, the Mokr state, the Ramos says, it's not the Ktsas from the Ramos, it's not means couple hours, as I dachtach. But as I said, the Ramos, the Maise, the Milig is, and Gans Klal Yisrael, I say the Ramo brings down, even though I heard that in Krakow, they didn't follow the Ramo so much on it. I mean, I didn't check this, but I heard. But the minig is to wear big the Shabbos and Purim, side by night and side by day. I say it was Niskabel in Klal Yisrael. It's not Mafkir if a guy wants to get the costume, his stomach is Nishkan Stira to them. But be Yisoidoi, there's a minig to wear big the Shabbos for a couple of reasons. Some say because Mordechai and Esther, we also have Levush Malchus Tcheles V'chur, we also have to show and the Zorim Hodar Kiblu Avimei Hashveirosh. Now, there's another couple of minhagim. The minhag people eat in Purim Hamantash. From where came the minhag to eat Hamantash? We know every minhag in Klal Yisrael. So I saw, I'm going to say just a couple of reasons that the people will know. I saw four reasons why people eat Hamantash. One reason is because every Hamantash has three corners. And the Medrash says that Haman saw Sholesh Avos Tash Koichoi. So it's Ham and Tash. So it's also Merames, the Tash Koichoi, and it's also the three corners. And the Zorim, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Karni Reshoi Magadea, Zu Homon, Terimam No Karni Tzadik, Zu Mordechai. And the Ham and Tash has corners. Also, it's brought down that there's an Indian to eat Zaroinim, and Leil Purim. Ramo brings it down. Shazam is down to eat Arbes. And the real Hamantash were full with Prague, with little, these black little dots. the call, I'm not sure where they are. But the call Mekoyim, even though today really the minik change, they put chocolate and other zachen inside. But the Yisoid, if the Hamantash was to eat these Zahoinim, now, there's another minik of Klal Yisrael that they eat kreplach in Purim. The Ma'aseh says 3 days in the year that you eat kreplach. In Purim, Rishana Rabbah, and Erev Yom Kippur. So there's two reasons why people eat them. So one reason they say because it's Miloshen that you mark a kreplach. So these 3 days, we shlug. We Purim, we shlug Haman. Shana Rabbah, we shlug the Aroves. And in Erev Yom Kippur, we shlug Alchet. So this is the kreplach. It's another reason to bring down that all Pam, Amol, Moshe, the Yeshiva also has such a shtick of minig. You know, in Yeshiva, 2 days is no fleishiks. Sheni v'chamishi. Not because the Yeshiva saves money, because it's Yemei Taimis, Sheni v'chamishi, when no agu shalai lechol boso. Sheni v'chamishi, no agu shalai lechol boso. So the mirror, the remark be on it, that in Yerushalayim, we don't eat boso, b'sheni v'chamishi. This is the meaning, we don't eat basal b'sheni v'chamishi. But it was the meaning in Klal Yisrael that they didn't eat basal during the week, only in Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif. These 3 days are Sofek Yontif. You know, Purim is Yontif, Nish Yontif. Shana Rabbi Yontif, Nish Yontif. Erev Yom Kippur Yontif, Nish Yontif. So you have to eat meat. They didn't want people to see us that are eating meat, and then you drive a car. So they took the meat and they put it in the krepele. No one sees. So that was the minik to eat kreplach. You have to know, lemaise is a big shaila. I know that in Chutz Laaretz it's not noyeg, but the poiskim bring down. I didn't have enough time to ma'ayan enough. And the gab is shaving next Friday to the people that are noyeg to shave. To cut your nails, you're allowed to. Even the people that might be not to cut nails and pull him, the covered Shabbos, you're allowed to. And the gab is shaving, it's not so poshut. Even the Lamai says it's only Mokim Shinoagu, but Kamron Shirushalayim ki Mokim Shinoagu leisu, and they bring down that Lekatchila not to shave Friday Lekovet Shabbos. So, because it's Yom Purim, it's like a Yontif. For sure not. No, for sure not. Haircut for sure not. So, the Shaila is, this is what I'm misupik Alamol, the Bochim that, you know, make funny haircuts for Purim if they want to fix it before Shabbos. This is your Shaila.
Yeah.
I'm the whole day I'm misupik about it. I don't have a pshitas yet. But I thought that anyway, mature people don't do it, so it's nishta za. No, barbers for sure not allowed to. Isu meloche, for sure not. That's what I'm saying. You're not allowed to give haircuts to people of Shabbos. Klo. This is the reason I spoke. Now, I want to explain. This is the reason I spoke about shaving the guys shaving themselves. This is the reason why I didn't speak on shaving, why I didn't speak about haircuts. First of all, I'm going to write that. To do a melocha in Purim, Ramos says, Nagu shaloi lasis melocha. Nagu shaloi lasis melocha. And avade, not to do it. I want to finish with a shayle. So every year, it was a maise shahoyo. That the halacha is, if someone wants to ma'anes a ishasish, the halacha is you have to kill the person that wants to me'anes the ishes ish. That's the halacha. Haroidef achinayra mu'roso. You have to kill him. So it was a ma'ase shehoyo. The isha was going in the street, ishes ish, and someone wanted me'anes her. So the halacha is you're allowed to kill him. So that was okay. The isha rocha was going in the street, and Reuven wanted me'anes her. So the halacha is you're allowed to kill him. So Shimon saw it. Shimon took out his gun to shoot Reuven, not to be me'anes the Isha. The Isha saw that Shimon took out the gun. She didn't like the idea. She took out her gun and she shooted Shimon. Like this, he could not kill Reuven. And b'meile, Reuven managed to chop her and to me'anes her. So now they came to ask the Shaila like this. First Shaila was, she wants to know if now she's mutar lebailo. The halacha is she's ish ba'oynes is mutar lebailo. Berotzen, she's also lebailo. She caused Reuven to manage to me'anes her. So she wants to know if a pialocha she was allowed to do it. Let me think both of my goyim. Yeah? Nishkin yid. And second shayla is, if she's mutter lebailo, she's also lebailo. That's the shayla. It's maise shoya. Maise shoya, what? She did it. If she, no, Lama Zama, he's a guy. What? What? No, the first one was a yid, the second one was a guy. Shimon was a guy, Reuben was a yid. So the male is, she killed the second guy, and duch them, she was married. So when I was a bocher, I went over to Reb David Povarsky, and I told him the story happened, and everyone is very fatumal on it, what he thinks about it. Holy Shiva was standing behind me. And so Reb David said that she's also lebaila. She was Mazana Berotzen. So I told him, the Rosh Shiva got that toys. I was a bit high, I was poor. I said, before she posted in the Megillah, Esther, Achashverosh is Ma'anis Esther every time. Bixen Viserish want to kill Achashverosh. Esther goes and kills Bixen Viserish. Duch dem Achashverosh is weiter Ma'anisir. And the Gemara says, Oileches Mecheke shel Achashverosh, Veyoshevis Mecheke shel Mordechai. Only later, when she went Berotzen, she went into Chotzer, the Gemara says, Kasher Ovaleti Ovaleti, Esther ka Koilam. But till then, the Gemara calls Esther that she was potu. Says before she passed that she's mutter. Before she passed that she's mutter. So David gave me a patch in front of the Holy Shiva. Till today I feel you on that patch. And when David tied it, he told me to be stanar. To be snish given in the time from the Bolsheviki. He didn't live in Russia. He came from Russia. He said, Ichtake. No, I said, I'm too young to be there. After the Shiva could help me. He said, I said, explain to me. He said, if you know, in the time of the Bolsheviki, when they killed the king, they would kill the queen also. So you think Bixen Vesarish were not planning to poison Esther also? B'meile, she was in a sakana. And the Maisa I found in the Targum Shteil Vayivakshu Yishloach Yod Mamelech HaChashverish Ube'Esther Malkoso. But you have to know, because if this is true, so it's the shtick of the ganze pirche, because the Gemara lives out from Esther, Koladovar Emer B'Shem Omri, maybe Gula Lo'ilom, she said B'Shem Mordechai. She had to say B'Shem Mordechai. If she would say B'Shem herself, so the king would never give her no credit. She came to the king, only to want to kill us. So there would be nothing written down. Chodsh, she written the Cheshbon, she got credit for Mordechai, yeah? So it's not a raya that is an idiot to say B'Shem Omri. B'Shem Atzim would be garnished. My shver, Rabbi Ron Gurwitz Stein is that Avadish is mutter lebailo. Tain is often a gemara in Ksuv is Nav Gimel Amud Beis. But you'll be my eye in the open. Maybe I have a
chance with the guy. Maybe he has a chance with the guy. One third of them in the time, but the other should be fine.